SRN News, I'm John Scott. After reports an attack was imminent, Iran did strike Israel, firing dozens of missiles over all of Israel. There were no reports of casualties. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis says the warnings were sent out before the attack.
They, of course, gave a warning to Washington diplomatically, saying, we're about to shoot something at Israel. And basically, that's in response to the assassination and the killing of Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah.
The Pentagon is consulting with Israel on the next steps, but is concerned about a possible wider regional conflict. However, Israel has vowed significant retaliation after this attack. Also at SRNNews.com, destruction from Hurricane Helene reported from Florida to Virginia. Rescuers scouring now the mountains of western North Carolina for anyone's still unaccounted for. The death toll is at more than 150 people. Senator J.D. Vance and Governor Tim Walz will debate each other in New York tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House correspondent Greg Clugston looks at the ground rules.
The two sides agreed that the vice presidential candidate's microphones will stay on while their opponent is speaking, unlike the two presidential debates. Each candidate will have 2 minutes for a closing statement. Vance won a virtual coin toss and will speak last. CBS, which is hosting the debate, also said it would be up to the candidates, not the moderators, to fact-check each other in real time. There will be no audience. Greg Clugston, New York.
The Salem Radio Network and Salem News Channel are offering a simulcast of tonight's CBS News vice presidential debate. The Dow dropping 103 points. Now, the NASDAQ composite down 254. This is SRN News. John Kerry says the First Amendment is a problem.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures such as activist Charlie Kirk are urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or ballot harvesting. It's the practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states now, including California. Proponents believe this will be an important tool for conservative Christians to have a voice in the upcoming election. This is SRN News. Today is Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday.
The October 1st 100th birthday of former President Jimmy Carter is being observed with the construction of 30 new homes in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thousands of Habitat for Humanity volunteers gathered Monday to start building the homes in what was once a golf course. Carter and late First Lady Rosalynn Carter's relationship with Habitat for Humanity stretches back 40 years to when the couple went to New York City on a build in 1984. Habitat International CEO Jonathan Reckford.
President Carter's often told me that building with Habitat is the best way he knows to put his Christian faith into action in a very tangible way, and that he and Mrs. Carter always feel like they got more out of the building experience than anything they could put into it.
And all of the proceeds of a September star-studded concert in Atlanta that has raised $1.2 million so far will go to support the international programs of the Carter Center. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.